Hello, it's Rich Olson aboard Great American 3. It is December 30th at 08:25 UTC, which is about London time. And it's in the evening here. And sun's still out, but it's going to get dark soon. We are at 50 degrees, 54 minutes south, and 138 degrees, 08 minutes east. We did finally reach the East Australian Ice Gate mark of the course and passed to the north of the westernmost point of that, which is we had to pass some point on the line to the north, and we passed the western point, and we'll probably be above it for the next day and a half or so. It extends about 10 degrees of longitude, and then on to the east, onto the New Zealand Ice Gate, which is past New Zealand. That's like 2,000 miles away. So these marks of the course are pretty long legs. We thought that perhaps we would get some stable sailing today after the 4,000 miles of gales that we've had ever since really that ice skate off South Africa. And but not to be. We had a little bit of a front come through, just a little bit of a wave showing up on the group file. And last night, drive north to try to get above the ice gate for one purpose, but also because it seemed there would be some more wind up a little further to the north and light winds to the south. And then when we got into this morning, suddenly the wind picked up and there was about 4 hours of squalls and then no wind and squalls and no wind. And between 12 knots and 48 knots, again, saw the 45, 48 knots, three or four different occasions, different squalls. So in between all this, you know, you try to hoist some sail to get going when it's blowing 12 knots, and then you have to take it down in a panic. And it was, I think I made 9 sail changes in about 3 hours, and finally, at the end of it all, just sort of gave up, left the third reef and the mainsail up and no jib, and climbed into the sleeping bag, figuring that instead of exhausting myself, perhaps I should try to rest. Because obviously all the sail changes weren't making any difference in how fast we were getting anywhere. And obviously also if there's too much sail up when it starts to blow 42 knots, then there's a big risk to the boat because the boat takes off at 22 knots and plowing into waves and the bottoms of troughs and so forth. So anyway, this morning wasn't much of an improvement, really. But finally, I started to calm down a little bit and got a few naps in. And when I came up back up, we have a sort of a data recorder in the MAC-C program. It's really simple, but at least showed that the extremes had stopped. Getting up over 40, it stopped to about 3 hours, probably 4 hours ago from now. So we now have the Solent and the two reefs in the mainsail, and just being conservative going into the night. Talked with Johnny again, who's up about 100 miles still, and Derek also, who's heading up to Hobart with his mast still up, but obviously problematic. You only sail on one side. Making progress. He's making progress there. They're going to try to ship the boat home, I think, which is a good way to do it. And here, just charged the batteries and had a couple of meals and going to try to get some sleep tonight and just try to relax a little bit, try to catch up a little bit. It looks as though, according to the routing software, that we should have right now we're sailing along nicely at about 10-11 knots. That we should have some more stable conditions for a while, but we had to get through that incredible turmoil of this morning. Biggest, blackest clouds I've ever seen in my life, and I got at one point had the Solent and I think one reef in the mainsail up, and you got a reef in the main and rolled up the Solent in probably about 3 minutes in pure panic, thinking of what was going to happen if that big black cloud, which was only about 3/4 mile away, actually caught up to us before I got that stuff done. So pretty focused. I guess that's about it. Eye patch is still holding. the black eye is developing, and but it doesn't seem to be too problematic at the moment. So anyway, we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 3, off and clear.